News 8 Kahani. Moral stories for kids in English.
3 sons and a bundle of sticks. Once upon a time, an old man lived with his 3 sons in a village. All his 3 sons were hard workers. Still, none of them agreed with each other and quarreled all the time. The old man tried a lot to unite them, but he failed. While the villagers were surprised at their hard work and efforts, they also made fun of them on their fights. Months passed by and the old man fell sick. He talked to his sons to stay united, but none of his sons heard his words. So he decided to teach them a practical lesson so that they would shed off their differences and stay united. The old man called all his sons. He told them, "I will give you a bundle of sticks. Separate each stick and you will have to break each stick into pieces of 2. The one who breaks the sticks quickly will be rewarded." All sons agreed. The old man gave a bundle of 10 sticks to each of them and asked to break it into pieces. All the sons broke the sticks into pieces in minutes. And again they started to quarrel amongst themselves as to who came first. The old man said, "Dear sons, the game is not over. Now I will give you another bundle of sticks. You will have to break the sticks as a bundle, not as separate sticks." The sons agreed and began to break the bundle of sticks. Unfortunately, they could not break the bundle. They tried very hard but failed to complete the task. All sons told the father about their failure. The old man replied, "Dear sons, see, you could easily break the single sticks into pieces, but you were not able to break the bundle. The sticks were same. So if you stay united, nobody can make any harm to you. If you quarrel every time with all your brothers, anyone can easily defeat you. So I request you to stay united." The sons understood the power of unity and promised their father that whatever be the problem, they would all stay together always. Moral of the story is, unity is strength.
These stories are presented by Ethnic Science Foundation with collaboration of Libra Welfare Society.